The title of this article is The Growing Forever Chemical Threat: Time for a Comprehensive Ban. The subtitle is Recent Studies Have Revealed New and Disturbing Information About FOS, the forever chemicals that have contaminated nearly every part of our environment. FOS compounds, a class of approximately 16,000 chemicals, are used in a wide variety of products for their water and stain-resistant properties, showing up in everything from waterproof clothing to cookware, baby products, and even cosmetics. These chemicals have now permeated our air, water, soil, and food, with links to severe health issues, including cancer, birth defects, liver disease, and more. Our daily exposure to FOS is deeply concerning, yet government agencies like the FDA and EPA are sleepwalking their way through this catastrophe. Two is more toxic than one. A recently published study has shown the compounded dangers of exposure to multiple FOS. Researchers found that when FOS are combined, which reflects real-life exposures, the negative effects on brain health are significantly more than the same dose of any single FOS on its own, particularly for young children. What's really concerning is the long-term consequences as exposures build up, particularly for developing brains in environments with high FOS exposure. This research underscores the need for regulatory agencies to consider the combined effects of multiple FOS chemicals, rather than looking at each one in isolation, which is exactly what the EPA is doing as it moves the goalposts on the definition of FOS to benefit industry. Gut health and kidney disease, in addition to concerns about brain health. Another new study links FOS exposure in young adults to compromised gut health, which may contribute to kidney disease, a life-threatening condition. Changes in gut bacteria and metabolites caused by FOS exposure could drive a 50% decrease in kidney function over 4 years. These findings indicate that FOS exposure is implicated in the rising cases of chronic kidney disease and diabetes in the U.S. FOS in our water cycle. Another recent alarming discovery is the presence of FOS in rainwater. Studies have shown that FOS can hitch a ride on the water cycle, circulating over great distances and contaminating environments far from their point of origin. It's no wonder that these chemicals are contaminating even the most remote places on the globe. The need for a comprehensive ban on FOS, despite overwhelming evidence of the health risks associated with FOS exposure, current regulatory efforts fall woefully short. The EPA strategy of addressing one FOS chemical at a time is ineffective, as the industry often moves on to alternative FOS compounds not yet regulated. This piecemeal approach allows these toxic substances to remain in circulation, risking further contamination and long-term health impacts. ANUSA has, for years now, called for a bold and unified response, a comprehensive ban on FOS chemicals as a class. Protecting our health, our children's health, and the environment depends on decisive action to stop FOS contamination at its source. Half measures are no longer enough. Together, we must advocate for the health of future generations by pushing for meaningful change.